You're currently listening to the Rode NT USB Plus without any DSP effects. I'm Alan Tepper for TechnoTour and Pro Video Coalition. Fortunately, hearing myself latency-free via my isolating studio headphones. My headphones are plugged into the NT USB Plus 3.5mm jack, which provides both latency-free sound of my own voice for quality control, also known as side tone, plus the sound from the connected device, which could be a co-host or guest connected locally or remotely, or any soundbite I might play back. Of course, we are recording at our absolute standard of 48 kHz sampling frequency. For more information, visit 48kHzAlliance.com. So far, I've been speaking to the NT USB Plus via its included detachable pop filter. That's how I'll be using it until further notice in these recordings, although later I'll use it a different way. I'm at about 11 centimeters, or about 4.5 inches from the included pop filter of the Rode NT USB Plus. For comparison in each position and mode, I'll read one of WKRP's famous slogans after about 11 seconds of silence, courtesy of your local library. All DSP effects are currently inactive. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now I will activate the loud air conditioner so you can hear how loud it is before activating two of the DSP features. The air conditioner is now active, as you probably heard if you're listening to the flat version of this recording. I just activated the high pass filter at 75 Hz to find out how much it might mask the sound of the air conditioner or possibly the lower frequencies of my voice. After about 11 seconds of silence, we'll hear one of WKRP's famous slogans. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now I just acted the high pass filter at 150 Hz to find out how much it might mask the sound of the air conditioner or my voice. After about 11 seconds of silence, we'll hear one of WKRP's famous slogans. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. I just activated the noise gate in the NT USB Plus, even though many people are afraid of them. They're afraid that part of the words might be cut off. I'll wait about 11 seconds before reading one of WKRP's slogans to see how cleanly the gate works, how cleanly it masks the air conditioner, and whether it cuts off any portion of any of my words. After about 11 seconds, I'll read one of WKRP's famous slogans. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Were any of my words cut off? The air conditioner and noise gate are now off. Now I'll activate the NT USB's compressor to see how different I may sound. The compressor is now active. I'll wait about 11 seconds to see whether the compressor has affected the room signal-to-noise ratio or not. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now I'll activate the big bottom in the NT USB Plus to see how different I may sound. The big bottom is now active. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now I have deactivated the big bottom and activated the oral exciter. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now I activated all three, compressor, big bottom, and oral exciter. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now as a palate cleanser, I have deactivated all DSP effects before one more change. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. I just removed the large pop filter in favor of the optional WS2 foam windscreen, which makes the NT-USB Plus much more compact and visibly blocks much more if used with video or photography. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman. Now, staying with the WS2, I have activated all three, the compressor, big bottom, and oral exciter. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and Les Nessman.